Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Time now for Pelicans Primer, brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. WWL's Mark Menard jumping in here. And we all know that there's not much NBA or Pelicans news to talk about. So Mark was at that monumentous game, September 25th, Saints and Falcons, reopening of the Superdome. What do you recall, Bobby? I mean, Mark, what do you remember? What do you take away from that game?
That was an emotional day, just all around. You know, not just the game itself, but just the entire day leading up to it. You know, there were, you know, all kinds of parties all over the city, and of course the big one down at the Superdome. I remember the Goo Goo Dolls were playing outside as part of it.
One of my favorites.
And so there was a lot of hype around this game, but there was a lot of emotion around this game too. And I remember, I got tickets at the last minute, so I was actually on my way out of the city after working my shift here, and I had to turn around and come back. And I met my wife, you know, downtown, and we managed to find each other in the throng of people and get inside, and then the crush of people to get inside was insane. And we got in, we got into our seats, and the emotion just continued to spill over when U2 and Green Day were playing. There was just the feel of, you know, you could just feel it in the crowd. There was a buzz. And then,
right.
And then, when they sang Beautiful Day, I mean, there were tears all over the Superdome, and you know, people, and then the moment comes, you know, when Steve Gleason blocks that punt, and the roar was so deafening, and people were just hugging each other. It wasn't even a score. I mean, it was a score, but, you know, the game had just started, and people already just hugging each other. There was just a cathartic release involved in that entire experience, and it was so necessary for the people in New Orleans who had come through so much, and to get that moment, it was really special.
And, you know, Mark, when we scored that block punt, okay, can the game be over now?
Right. It's like
because you have such a great moment, and God, you want to end on a high note, but you have to win the game. Like Sean Payton said, not only did we win, we dominated when you look at it 23-3. But at that time, I remember, you know, up in the media in the press box and cheering. Yeah, you could cheer. But come on. Be real.
Well,
it's like, you know, can the game just be over right now?
And the other thing is, you know, there were only two touchdowns scored in that entire game. So it really,
right.
The game almost was over at that moment. And there wasn't
Mark, think about it. Like, the Falcons only had 10 first downs. We had 19. They had 10. No, it wasn't a showcase offensive game, but it was a showcase football game that I think it was total team effort. Like I said, Drew Brees didn't even throw for 200 yards. I mean, how many times you watch a Drew Brees game and he doesn't even have 200 yards passing? He had 191. It just shows you the balance we had there. But we could all listen. And what was that, about 13 and a half years ago? Maybe a little over that, right at 13 and a half years.
Right.
Well, you can reflect on it. It just seemed like yesterday. And that's why you're going to have challenges, adversity in your life. And that's something we can look back and to give us hope. And that's what sports are for. That's what the Saints are for. And that's why it was such a special moment, the rebirth of New Orleans, that we're back. There's hope. We're coming back and we're going to make it.
Well, we've talked so much lately about how, you know, it's a shame we don't have sports in a moment like this because we use it to come together.
Yeah.
To me, that was the greatest come together moment in my lifetime in any sporting event. And it was amazing to be in there and be in that crowd.
when we needed it the most. By the way, I got a trivia question for both of you guys. So okay. who is the first person, or who's the player? Name the player that caught Drew Brees' first touchdown pass in the Superdome.
The first that caught Drew Brees' first touchdown pass in the Superdome. If I'm playing the percentages, I would just go with probably Joe Horn or Marcus Costa, one of them. I don't know.
Well, it wasn't in that game.
I know it wasn't in that game, but I know
it was Week 5.
Drew Brees did not have a touchdown pass, so.
I know that, like, a lot of times Brees sets, whenever he has these monumental moments, it always seems to be with somebody who you wouldn't expect. I'm gonna go with Terrence Copper.
Ernie Conwell.
There it is.
Yeah, he was an old Rams tight end. I remember he was a player rep, talking to him back there for the Players Association. So Ernie Conwell, yeah, that was – Drew definitely spreads the wealth. You know, we talk about this all the time. Well, Drew, this game, he'll hit at least – you know, I tell this to the national media. When all said and done, you're looking at the box score, there'll be at least 8, probably for sure 9, if not 10 or 11 different receivers caught a pass from Drew. And he definitely spreads that ball around. So that's a great trivia question, that who's the first player to catch a touchdown pass from Drew Brees in the St. Peter Farm in the Superdome. Yeah.
And Ernie was one of the few holdovers from the Jim Haslett era.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. And Mark, I do have an NBA, since it is a Pelicans primer. Do you view this as – it has to be in the conversation, I think, for sure – and I think it might be, just thinking about it, the greatest Hall of Fame class ever, when you're thinking of KG, Kevin Garnett, Kobe Bryant, and Tim Duncan.
That's a lot of star power at the head of the list. Yeah. I'd have to go back and look and see, you know, some of these other classes where big names got inducted. But, man, when you're talking about, like, that generation of players, that's
right.
Definitely three of the all-time greats going in at the same time. And you know, we've talked – ad nauseum lately about, you know, what Kobe Bryant did because of his untimely death. But Tim Duncan was as steady as they come for the Spurs, and Kevin Garnett. I think Kevin Garnett gets a little bit underrated when you're looking at history, and people kind of forget about him sometimes. But he was another monster among men, and to come straight out of high school and have the impact that he had, he was one of the best as well.
Right, and deservingly so. He left the Timberwolves, won a championship with Paul Pierce and with the Celtics, so well-deserved with him. But I think you can argue about this, but I don't know. Mark, I think Tim Duncan is the best power forward in the history of the NBA. He wouldn't toot his own horn, but I just think he was that good.
In terms of, you know, just steady – play and you know, they called the big fundamental for a reason. You know, there's not a lot of, you know, there wasn't a lot of mistakes that he made on the court, and it was easy to see why he lasted as long as he did. He had a game that ages well, and you know, retiring just recently, it was a shame to see him go, but you know, you could tell he had kind of dropped off a little bit of a step there. But when he was in the game, you know, for I think 20 years he played, It was a wonder to behold the things that he could do quietly without a lot of fanfare.
That's WWL's Mark Menard. That's a wrap for Pelicans Primer, brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.